Okay, we're good.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It's Monday, June 1st, 4 o'clock. We're in the school district school board meeting. Board President Greg Jones here. I'd like to remind everybody that if you join us, we welcome that. We just would ask that you put yourself on mute unless you have something to say at the public portion of our hearings here. I think we're recording this, and I don't know, do we still make the audio available on the website? Are we still doing that?
We can.
Okay, I like that. I think that's probably a good thing, but we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We'll do our best to keep the background noise down and hopefully keep things moving smooth here. We'd like to remind everybody that meeting agendas, materials, and minutes are also available on the district webpage. And we're going to do some sort of a modification here of the Pledge of Allegiance. So I think we will, Trisha's got a flag. We're going to use that. So I'll start. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Nancy, roll call, please.
President Jones.
Here.
Vice President Sunderman.
Here.
Director Bergeron.
Here.
Director Meyer.
Here.
Director Pulliam.
Here.
All right. Would consider a motion on the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. At this time, we will hold the public hearing on the use of SAVE funds for the proposed athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school. Is there anyone present who wants to voice or present any oral or written objections to the use of SAVE funds for the proposed athletic infrastructure project at the high school? Got anybody, Nancy?
I do not see anybody raising their hand. Or unmuting.
Okay. Do we have any written objections that have been previously filed?
We do not.
Okay. I now declare the public hearing closed. At this time, we will hold the public hearing on the proposed plan, specifications, form of contract, and estimated total cost of the construction for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school. Is there anyone present who wants to voice or present any oral or written objections to the proposed plans, specifications, form of contract, and estimated total of cost of construction for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school? That's okay. Do you have any written objections that have been previously filed with the proposed plan, specifications, form of contract, and estimated total of construction for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school?
I do not.
Okay. I now declare the public hearing closed.
I would make a motion that we approve the consent agenda items.
Okay. Karen made a motion. Is there a second?
I second. This is Trish.
Thank you.
Trish, second. All right. Any discussion on the agenda, consent agenda? All right. Hearing none, we've got a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, motion carries. I'll remind anybody that joins, we'd like you to place your device on silent or mute so that we don't get so much background noise. We'd appreciate that. All right, Mrs. Bergman.
Hey. One thing I would also remind the public, usually when we come into a public meeting, it's important to be identifiable. So if your name is iPhone, at some point you might want to consider telling us who's in the room. So,
and also there's a number 2 as well.
Okay. At this point, at this point we're past public input, so.
Right. Well, I guess first of all, I wanted to share that right now our buildings are closed for deep cleaning and sanitization. And so if the public or anyone wants to reach us, they should use email or possibly call the district office and we can return their call. This morning, I had the opportunity to be involved in a recruiting video for the city of Clarinda. I was at the hospital. Chuck Nordyke is also part of that video, as well as Mary Landice and Eddie from Lyle. So we'll be able to do that. And we were talking about how do we attract newcomers to the welcoming town of Clarinda. Last night, we had our softball and baseball meeting, and I would like to really give a lot of credit to our athletic director, Mr. Porter, as well as Coach Albaugh and Coach Eberle, as well as all the assistant coaches. They put a lot of thought into what that might look like and a lot of care in the conversation with our players and parents. One item that we did not touch on in our meeting was transportation, and I'd like it just to be clear that that was purposeful. Right now, the transportation guidance still has some questions to be answered, and rather than communicating something that might be rapidly changing, we felt it was best to put our time and energy into preparing for today and focusing on what we can control. So transportation guidance with a few more answers will be out soon to families. Thanks to our partnership with Frontline, we are already able to send contracts out on Friday. And so teachers will be able to electronically accept their contract, as well as print one if they want a paper copy. So that was a really great turnaround time working with Frontline. Another item, Mr. Porter has been working with a student group in terms of the prom, and many of you may have heard or seen that the governor shared that prom was not an event for which to move forward with this year. And so a student group gathered, and what they're proposing and what will go out to the public is a couple of things. They know that the Clarinda City Walking Trail project is going to be hooking up to the high school, and so they would like to add a bench in memorandum of their class, and then they would like to maybe split some of the cap and gown dollars, as well as leave a time capsule to be opened on their 25th anniversary at the site. So that's exciting, and we're really glad that we were able to involve students. These are their activities, and due to the circumstances, it was really important to hear their voice in next steps. I guess one other thing, our administrative team is still working really hard. We have a chronological sequence of tasks that need to happen one thing at a time to get to the next one. And we're really happy to have been able to send out a letter to our teachers and our staff, just so they know that what we're wrapping up, and we're hoping probably before, for sure by June 10th, but most likely well before, to be talking about teams, locations of students, talking about preschool and what that will look like next year, as well as our trauma-responsive classroom called Rising Hope that will be hosted through Green Hills AEA at Clorinda. We will also then be ready for the next steps in our stakeholder meetings to discuss our facilities. We will most likely have a work session involving public stakeholders to talk about our construction and agricultural strands, as well as providing opportunities for community voice and inviting ideas based on economic development and workforce needs, what types of programming that we can have moving and what might that look like. We'll be co-creating curriculum for these classes so that we can have real-time industry standard represented. We're also working on some grants, and we will be weaving professional skills, the science standards that are now the new computer science standards from the state, as well as entrepreneurial learning and authentic experiences into all of those courses. So a lot to look forward to in the following school year. And that's it.
Right. Great.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Peterson.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. The directors know I sent you all an email with some documents earlier this morning. I'll cover some of those, but a lot of them were just for you guys to see some of the things that we've been doing and some of the things that our partners have been doing for us, kind of, I guess, showing off the capabilities of some of that stuff. But first, I'm going to start with the consider to amend our budget proposal. Wanted to explain that a little bit because I know we've already amended that, but we boiled that down to a typographical error in that first amendment. We really haven't been able to wrap our head around it completely, but the only thing that made sense is that it was a typographical error and it was actually amended backwards. And it needed to be increased. So we want to be as transparent as possible with everyone and let you know that was an error and we actually had to amend that again. So the board agenda says, you know, it's non-instructional programs for construction and facility acquisition, but there's actually four lines that we need to watch, not overspend on that budget. Line one being instruction. Line two, support services, which is like salaries, benefits, secretaries, guidance counselors. Line three is your non-instructional, which is food and nutrition, salaries, benefits, and supplies. And line four is your total other expenditures. And that's the line we're actually amending here today. So that's facilities, construction, debt service, AEA flow-through. You know, amending this budget does not mean we will spend this much. This is simply just basically a spending authority on that line item. And with the purchase of the building, we needed to amend that budget or else we would have overspent on that particular line item. Next, I wanted to cover our district tax levy a little bit here. Over the weekend, we received our preliminary budget from the Department of Management. The tax certification looks a little different. Like I said, I don't know if you guys have it in front of you, but from our original proposed budget, because in our proposed budget, we had line item 5.17 dropout prevention dollars in there. We were actually one of, I believe, from what I understand, four districts that did not receive that due to a timing issue. So the Department of Management could not put that on our preliminary budget. This is one part of the spending authority component that does affect our tax rate, along with things such as preschool formula, supplemental weighting, special ed weighting, and a few other things. So with this in there, you'll notice a difference of a little over 50 cents with our original proposed budget tax rate. It was around 1263 without the dropout prevention dollars in there. It's down to around 1211. But I want you to keep in mind, this isn't set in stone either because it is my understanding that legislation is coming back into session on Wednesday, the 3rd, And I think a lot of people are hearing that they're going to go ahead and put this in a bill that the four districts that missed out on this, they'll put that in a bill to perhaps to have us receive that. That's the hope. We're, like I said, we're unsure if that's going to happen, but a lot of people are anticipating that that is what is going to happen, even the Department of Management at this point. So if that does happen, you will see our tax rate go back up to our original proposed budget, right around that 1263 again. But that's all up in the air right now, depending on the legislature's bill, if they pass that or not. Also, I wanted to notify you guys that as we continue to move forward in legislation and other committees begin to reconvene, they're going to continue to provide us with as much information as possible, such as Friday, the Revenue Estimating Conference met and revised the March 2020 revenue estimate for both the current fiscal year and the upcoming fiscal year. The REC reduced the fiscal year 2020 estimate by $149.5 million. And the fiscal year 2021 estimate by $360.1 million. Also, the sales tax estimate growth rate for fiscal year 2020 was reduced from 6.2% to 3.4%. You can almost be assured that legislature is bound to set a budget for fiscal year 2021 that aligns with this new estimate. So I think what that means is that we'll start to see the effects of this COVID-19 here, 2021, 2022, on our budgets. That tax rate increase, I did send you all those documents this morning. As you can see, we do very well in our district tax levy rate and all these, compared to other areas in the district. The numbers from the other districts on one of those documents I sent you, it's the one that's comparing many other districts in the area to ours as far as tax levy rates. The thing is with that is representative of our this year tax rate, which is $12.10 as of right now, or $12.11. The other numbers are from other districts' last year's tax rates. So I'm sure most of them are also taking an increase this year, but you'll see on that sheet, our biggest increase per fund was in our management fund levy, and this is a result of having to levy more. This year, we had to levy around $300,000 in order to pay for our early retirement packages and also things like unemployment compensation and property insurance. These levies, cash reserve levies and management levy, could be lowered if we thought we needed to, but right now, we think it's best to leave them alone, given the uncertainty of what COVID-19's going to bring, as I stated earlier, with legislature coming back and giving these new estimates. COVID-19 could still bring things with, such as unemployment and also our property insurance changing with the purchase of our new building. So we think it's best to probably leave those things alone right now and reevaluate next year. We can always lower that management levy next year and see where we can go from there. Some of the other items I attached and your guys' email this morning was some analytics that our partners at Forecast 5 has sent us recently. This is just sort of a show off for you the capabilities of the platform. I've recently been in contact with Joel from Forecast 5 along with Nancy McKinnon, and he's shown us a lot of the power behind this tool. Sadly, our meetings have been cut short due to our busy schedules, but we hope to get a pretty good session in here soon to go over its full capabilities. And also, as Chris mentioned before, barring any setbacks, we had a really good meeting with our partners at Frontline this morning, and they're all set. They're just requiring a few more things from us, and hopefully we will get contracts sent out on Friday to everyone to sign and get back to us. That's all I got right now. Any questions?
No, I appreciate all the documentation that you sent today, and I think the more that we can disclose that, share that with the public, the better we are going forward. Shows that we're transparent. You know, a lot of things we don't always have a lot of control over, some things we do, but I think it's important for the public to understand. I know school finance is probably, if not the most difficult thing, second most difficult thing to healthcare. But, you know, there's just because we have money in one account doesn't mean you can use it for anything. And that's the part I think people maybe don't understand. And so, you know, because we have a healthy save account doesn't use that salary, anything else. And so, I'll remind everybody again, if you join us, you're more than welcome to do that, but we'd like you to place your device on mute so that, eliminate some of the background noise. Yeah, so thank you, Colby. Ann, yes.
I have a question for Colby. If the legislature does indeed reinstate those funds, do we have to come back in and amend the budget again?
That's something I'll have to ask John Parker at Department of Management, but I think what he'll do is just go with our original proposed budget. And,
okay.
And that's what we'll go with. Yep. Because really, that's the only thing that really changed on our, from our original proposed budget to our preliminary budget that he sent out on Saturday. So,
okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Peterson from the board? Darren's shaking his head no. Stacy, I can hear you shaking your head no.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Peterson. All right. We will move on to new business. We're at 8-1.
I would move that we approve setting June 10th, 2020 at 4 p.m. in the central office boardroom and also via Zoom as the date, time, and place for the public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 amended budget.
All right. Darren made the motion. Is there a second?
Second. This is Trish.
Okay. Trish got the second. Any discussion here? Everybody understands what we're doing. All right, we've got a motion and a second to approve setting June 10th, 2020 at 4 o'clock in the central office boardroom and via Zoom as the date, time, and place for the public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 amended budget. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, 8-2.
I move to approve the resolution supporting the proposed use of SAVE funds for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school.
All right. Stacy made the motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Oh. Ian Meyer seconds. Any discussion here? All right. We have a motion and a second to approve the resolution supporting the proposed use of SAVE funds for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. 8-3.
I move we approved and adopt the proposed plan specifications, form of contract, and estimated total costs of construction for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school.
Second.
All right. Did you get that, Nancy? Trish motion, Darren second.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. We have a motion and a second to approve and adopt the proposed plan, specifications, form of contract, and estimated total cost of construction for the athletic facility infrastructure project at the high school. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. 8-4.
I would move that we approve the base pay of $36,475 for the 2020-2021 with the Clarinda Education Association.
Darren made the motion. Is there a second?
I second. This is Trish.
Okay. Trish seconds. Any discussion here?
I guess I would just like to chime in, Greg, quick. Sorry about that.
No, absolutely.
It really was. It was a good process. Of course, we had a lot of different players this year. We have a new administrative team. The Education Association had some of the same members as before, but I was really proud of everybody, you know, trying to work together and do what we needed to do to try and move forward and be conservative. So I guess I really appreciated everyone's efforts on that.
Yeah, well said, Darren. And being a part of that as well, I would say that, you know, I really appreciate the CEA. I know that, you know, we always want to give them what we can. And, you know, unfortunately, this is just not a great time right now. And, you know, I appreciate the give and take here. You know, I feel like we've done some good things for them in the past. And so I really appreciated them, their willingness to work with us this year. And so, I agree with everything you said going forward next year. New admin team, you know, and I think this is a conversation, and I know Chris has talked about this in the past, but, this is something that we start off, you know, tomorrow or next month and not next spring. And so in terms of the next year. And so, we appreciate the partnership, and we know that we wouldn't exist without our teachers. So anybody else?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this should be for the master agreement for 2018 through 2022.
But it reflects for the base pay of next year.
Yes.
So I think the agreement stays intact. It's just simply, and Chris, chime in if I'm wrong, but I think it simply is just to set the base pay for next year.
Correct.
I agree.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anybody else? All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the base pay of $36,475 for 2020-2021 with the Clarinda Education Association. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, motion carries. 8-5.
I move to approve the 2020-2021 health insurance rates as presented and keep the 750 and 1500 plans.
Okay. Stacy made the motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
Ann Meyer seconds. Any discussion? All right. We have a motion and a second to approve the 2020-2021 health insurance rates as presented and keep the 750 and $1,500 plans. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8-6.
I move we approve commencing the 2019-2020 baseball and softball season.
Second.
Okay. Ann Meyer made the motion. Darren seconded. Any discussion here? Again, you know, I was part of both the Zoom meetings for softball and baseball. I appreciate all the participation with our parents. While I know they, you know, they had plenty of opportunity to voice, there really was no concern from their part other than I think they understood the district is going to be cautious in how we approach this. We're going to be safe for our kids. And, you know, this could all change in an hour's notice, and it would not be in our control. And so, that being said, I think everybody's looking forward to getting out of the house in some way or shape here and having some kind of a normalcy to our lives. And I know our community would look forward to this. So, anyway, that being said, any other comments?
No, I would just agree. I wasn't part of the Zoom meetings, but I was at that activities meeting. And again, I just appreciate everybody from the parents to the coaches to our admin team, you know, working hard to try and get a solution because, again, it's uncharted waters and none of us have all the answers. So just appreciate everybody's patience.
Absolutely. And Department of Public Health, in particular Page County Public Health, I know they've put in a lot of extra work here. And, you know, they're the ones that ultimately have to keep track of positive cases and contacting. And so, I would appreciate them being a part of our advisory committee and being a part of our Zooms and sharing that information with our parents. I think that was important. So,
I would add also just the collaboration of the city. Mm-hmm. Gary McLarnon also joined us on our Zoom, and I think that civic collaboration was really strong. You can tell we have a strong Clarinda pride and a need for being together and boosting our morale. So I'm very excited for our students.
Very good.
I think the possibility of live streaming is also great.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. There'll be a lot of grandparents, I think, that'll be excited to have that. So
definitely, if I can live stream.
We'll get you hooked up, Ann.
Okay.
Get you set up.
All right, we've got a motion and a second to approve commencing the 2019-2020 baseball and softball seasons. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Baseball and softball practice, get busy. All right. Doesn't look like we have anything else on the agenda. Our next regular meeting is Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. And then the following one, June 24th, 2020, both 4 o'clock. We'll see what the weeks ahead bring us, whether it's Zoom, partial in person, but, we'll just see what the day brings. I would consider a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second. There are motions. Trish, second.
Thank you.
All those in favor to adjourn.
Aye.
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 We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.